work by Geoffrey Silber in the early 90s looked at a panel of complications in 75,000 patients undergoing major general surgical procedures in 142 hospitals. And what he did is he ranked units according to the how many and the type of complications they had on one axis versus their rank for mortality. And previous dogma was that the more complications that a unit accrued, the higher its mortality rate. But the scatter plot shows something quite different. We see that there is, just visually, there is no correlation. If we look at the statistics, the Spearman's correlation coefficient is low and it doesn't reach statistical significance. And if we look at this plot a bit more closely, each dot represents one of these 142 units, and on the x-axis we've got their rank for death, and on the y their rank for how many complications they'd accrued during the study period. And there are a few anomalies here with the previous dogma that I mentioned. You have a unit here that ranks very poorly for complications. In other words, they have a lot of complications, yet they seem to rank well for death, and similarly, but conversely. So the relationship between complications and mortality isn't straightforward. And it was through this thinking that Silber pioneered work on what we now term failure to rescue.